This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states, Joanne Krulatz reports.
According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property taxes and income taxes, combined with average wages rising by about 9%, has led to the lowest burden rate compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest rank on record.
The report also credited Governor Tony Evers lowering the third income tax bracket in 2021 for contributing to the falling tax burden. Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday. The DNR released preliminary harvest numbers yesterday. Derek Tritz reports.
Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year, which wasn't a surprise to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are down slightly, which was to be expected given the late start of the opener. We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is later, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So that kind of played out over the course of the state.
This number is also 4.8% down from the five-year average. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Several counties like Washara and Dodge County experienced opening weekends significantly better than last year's. Pritzel also expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. But I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
President Joe Biden recently apologized on behalf of the federal government to Native American families and communities for the country's history of sending indigenous kids to boarding schools. The U.S. government removed Native children from their families by force and placed them in boarding schools where they lost connections to their culture and language. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English, and many were killed. Wisconsin had at least 11 of these schools. This program started in 1819 and ended in 1969. Cheryl Crazy Bull leads the American Indian College Fund.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
A bill making its way through the U.S. House would create a Truth and Healing Commission, similar to efforts in South Africa after apartheid. After Thanksgiving, the Wisconsin Democratic Party chair will decide whether to enter the race for the national party chair. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
That news about Ben Wickler is according to a report in WisPolitics. The DNC's election for a new chair is scheduled for February 1st. Currently, head of the Minnesota Democratic Party, Ken Martin, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley have officially announced their candidacies.
Lakeside Foods, which supplies frozen and canned foods, announced it's expanding and buying Oregon-based Smith Frozen Foods. But the expansion's not good news for everyone. The company will move its operations to Oregon and close the production facility in Manitowoc. Officials say all employees have been offered other positions in the company. On Broadway has transformed downtown Green Bay into a holiday destination with the Christkindl Market, a traditional German-style holiday street market. Mary Rohde is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications and says it brings food, shopping, carolers, and programming.
Obviously, Santa has come and stopped, and he'll be back December 21st to get those last-minute gift requests from folks. But we have just a lot of really great programming and then also some workshops. So people want to DIY some gifts.
The Chris Kindle Market is Fridays from 4 till 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 3 downtown near Red Sculpture Park. With about 100 entries of floats and bands, the Downtown Appleton Christmas Parade kicked off the holiday in the Fox Cities last night. The judges awarded the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley the best non-commercial entry, Renee's Health and Rehab Center as the best commercial entry, and the Appleton International Airport won the Through the Eyes of a Child Award, which reflects the children's response to the floats. The Downtown Appleton Christmas Parade is considered the largest nighttime parade in the Midwest, with over 80,000 spectators. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had us scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some pretty good travel weather for the holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it is going to be cold today. Partly cloudy, 35 this afternoon. Tonight down to 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking lows in the teens with highs in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.